This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Godzilla. I mean, just the word itself, God, and then Zilla. It sounds almost like a DJ, Zilla. Anyway, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Godzilla's work, he's been destroying cities since 1954, mostly Tokyo. Sometimes he makes his way to the States. If you're not really clear on what Godzilla is, he's a cultural icon. Really, he's like the Loch Ness Monster, but a million times bigger. And he just likes to crush cities. For those of you who may be familiar with he's such a part of the fabric of American culture that he was even parodied in Godzilla vs. Bambi, an infamous short film worth taking a look on YouTube, animated short film from, I believe, the 80s. It's an old animated, it only lasts about 7 seconds long, and they used to play it in Spike and Mike's Twisted Animation series. Anyway, what we have here is a classic man versus nature confrontation movie. It's really a horror film, and it makes sense that it came out of Japan in 1954, because at the time Japan had just been bombed by America, and I mean nuclear bombed, and so Godzilla became this metaphor for something that they could tangibly see that had destroyed their cities, and not a faceless like bomb dropped from miles above the ground where you can't see it even coming out of a plane. So Godzilla is something that the Japanese populate could actually, anthropomorphize the evil that was destroying them. There's a famous shot of a human being squished by the foot of Godzilla because he's so huge, which may as well be a metaphor for the atomic bomb. It's just so massive, it's hard to even conceptualize the damage that it does. That being said, the historical backdrop for Godzilla is he came out of the radiation, the fallout of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and the Japanese consciousness. And he, fittingly, lives off of radiation. He feeds off radiation, and in the current incarnation, which is really what summer movies should be, he eats radiation, destroys cities, goes off on San Francisco, and generally, if you can get past the atrocities that it refers to, you can just really enjoy yourself and have the best movie of the summer so far.